Welcome to another episode of Healthy Living in Wine. I'm your host, JQ. On this episode, we're navigating wine labels. And whether you're a novice or an enthusiast, I've got some hidden gems and information about those intricate designs that will leave you more knowledgeable and have more information to choose the perfect bottle of wine. So let's dive right on into the fascinating world of wine labels. When you walk into a wine shop or pursue a restaurant's wine list, the array of labels can be overwhelming. But fear not. Today, I'm breaking it all down. So let's start with the basics, shall we? A wine label is more than just a pretty design. It's a treasure trove of information. So I'll start with four hidden gems that you'll find on almost every label. Gem number one, the wine varietal. This is the type of grape used to make the wine that's typically displayed prominently on the label. Now, whether it's a Cabernet Sauvignon, a Chardonnay, or a Pinot Noir, this is your first clue of what's inside the bottle. Hidden gem number two, appellation. This tells you where the grapes were grown. Wine from different regions can have unique characteristics. For instance, a Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon is going to be quite different from one grown in Italy. Gem number three, the vintage year. Now, this is the year on the label that indicates when the grapes were harvested. Of course, you know, different years may result in varying flavor profiles. It's like a time capsule in a bottle. And of course, hidden gem number four is the alcohol percentage. And this often lurks in the very fine print. The alcohol content, it can reveal the wine's body and its potential for aging. Lighter wines are typically lower in alcohol content, but higher in sugar. While bolder wines, they boast a higher percentage of alcohol. Now, with these four basic elements in mind, you can already make more informed decisions when you're choosing your wine. But there's still more to uncover on those labels. First part of the label is understanding the label's design. It can provide further clues about what's inside the bottle. A classic, elegant label might hint that there's a traditional style, while a more modern or colorful design might suggest a fruit-forward or a more modern chic wine. Also, pay attention to the font, the graphics, the overall aesthetics, because it's not just about looks. It's also about conveying the wine's personality and character. So now let's talk about the words and the phrases on the label that often sound like they might be a secret code. Wine labels often feature terms like reserve, estate, single vineyard, or even old vines. These words can give you a deeper understanding of what's in the bottle. For example, reserve typically means the wine is higher quality or aged longer. If you see estate, this suggests that grapes are grown and the wine is produced on the same property. This sometimes indicates that there's a more personal touch. When you see single vineyard, this means the grapes all came from one specific location. This adds in the unique tannin aspect of the wine. And oftentimes when you see old vines, this implies that the grapes are from a more mature vineyard, oftentimes resulting in a more complex flavors. So by now, you're well on your way to becoming a wine expert. Armed with this knowledge, you can confidently choose the perfect bottle of wine every time. So when you're in a wine shop or you're scanning a restaurant's wine list, remember to consider your preferences. First, what are you in the mood for? A bold red? A crisp white, or maybe something in between? Well, then next, pay attention to the varietals, the appellation, the vintage, the alcohol percentage. These can help you align your taste and your wellness priorities. And lastly, let the label design and any additional jargon guide you towards a wine that matches your desired style and personality in this moment. Listen, with these insights, you'll unlock the mysteries of wine labels, and selecting a bottle will become a much more enjoyable adventure. Well, folks, we've come to the end of another episode of Healthy Living in Wine. I trust that you can now approach those intricate wine labels with a newfound confidence, understanding that it's not just pretty faces, but it represents valuable information that's waiting to be uncovered for you to make better choices that align with your healthy living journey. Thanks for listening. I invite you to take a moment to like, subscribe, share this with a friend, and drop a comment sharing your thoughts. Your feedback is the driving force behind my dedication to sharing the joys of healthy living in wine. Here's to mastering the art of deciphering wine labels while embracing a lifestyle of wellness and vitality. May each glass you raise be a toast to health, happiness, and the joy of discovery. Cheers!